The incident happened on Wednesday when Jacqueline Craig, who is black, called the police because her neighbor, she says, grabbed and choked her son for littering. At the beginning of the Facebook video filmed by Craig's 19-year-old daughter, Craig is telling the officer, who's white, that her neighbor should never have touched her 7-year-old. The officer responds by asking why she didn't teach her son not to litter.
Why didn't you teach your son not to litter?
He can't prove to me that my son littered, but it doesn't matter if he did or didn't. It doesn't give him the right to put his hands on it.
Why not?
Because he don't.
You are loud.
Is that?
Because he don't.
From there, the situation escalated. Craig's 15-year-old daughter appears to step in to calm the conflict. That's when the officer pulled out his taser and forced Craig and the 15-year-old to the ground and arrested them. The 19-year-old, Brea Hymond, was also arrested. They spent the night in jail. At a press conference after their release, Hymond explained why she recorded the encounter.
We see police kill people every day on video, and that could have easily been my mother, myself, or my 15-year-old sister. That's why I felt it was the need to record it.
The officer has not been named publicly. He has been put on restricted duty pending an investigation. In a statement, the Fort Worth Police Department said officers are expected to treat everyone with trust, respect, and courtesy. The department acknowledged the video appears to raise serious questions, but asked for calm and patience from the community. This comes about a year after Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald took over the department, promising stronger community relations. Lee Merritt is a lawyer for Craig and her daughters. He says the officer acted illegally and must be fired and prosecuted.
This is a parent who believed that she could call a police officer to the scene to help her in a time of need. And instead of being able to protect her or her child, she was assaulted. Two of her children were arrested and terrorized.
And Merritt says her 7-year-old son was shown he can't trust the police.
That's an attack on this family, but it's an attack on the African American community. I believe that's why you're seeing such a strong reaction really across the world.
No justice!
No peace!
About 100 people rallied in support of Merritt and her family last night at the Old County Courthouse in downtown Fort Worth. Tensions flared, but the rally remained peaceful. Dallas-based pastor Dominique Alexander, who organized the rally, called on the demonstrators to show up and speak at every city council meeting until the officer in the video is kicked off the force. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.